You saw it rise from its grave.
You can't leave, Charlie.
I'm running out.
I will let you go out here and endanger yourself, Alex.
You know who's really going to see it?
You know my name is
Alex. I'm the
best friend of his half brother for life.
I set the world on fire.
Welcome back to an all-new exciting broadcast of Wasteland Radio. I'm your host, Charlie C., and we're going to have a listen to the weather, and then we'll get right back with our very own animal expert, Gidget Larson. He's here from out into Wasteland. He's bringing all kinds of exotic, strange creatures that maybe you've never heard of before, but you're going to get introduced to them, and maybe you'll get a little too up close and personal with some of the strange creatures of the waste. But right now, let's listen to the weather.
Wasteland Radio weather, brought to you by Jill's General Store. Low prices, great service.
Well, sandstorm season is fast upon us. It's important for residents to take these safety tips into consideration when sandstorm season is hitting. The first thing to do is make sure you have some type of bandana or headwear to make sure that you have it tight around your head so the dust isn't flying and getting in your hair. The second thing is you want to have heavy shoes to make sure the sand doesn't get into your feet and cause heavy infection, which happens with this type of radioactive sand. The third thing is wear very tight clothing. As the sand starts to fly around with the heavy winds, it does kick up actually radioactive bugs, which would get inside your clothing, and that they could do major infectious damage to outer skin, your epidermis, and possibly to your internal organs as well. Lastly, we want to make sure you have a filter that you're wearing over your mouth and you change it every 2 hours. This enables you to breathe in the sandstorm. And sandstorms usually last from anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. So make sure you have plenty of filters on hand, which can be found at Jill's General Store as well. So those are sandstorm tips from your weatherman, Peter Von Jensen, coming to you from Wasteland Radio, the only station.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio, your host Charlie C., and right now I've got with me two very special guests. Our first segment, it's been a while since we've had her here, but she can only stick around, and she's very interested to see these strange creatures that we've got coming onto the show. But here with us now, our very own mayor of New and Old Amarillo, Jill McKay. Jill, how are you? How's it feeling?
I'm good, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good. How's the general store business? How's business going?
It's a little slow, you know. It's the economy's kind of, it's not doing well. But I've sold a lot of rotten apples. I think it's that time of year to make that special pie, that all-American special rotten apple pie.
There's nothing more American than rotten apple pie, I'll tell you that. Anyway, okay, so also, I've got with me a very special friend. You know, I met him a few times in town. I said, you know what, you really got to come on the show, buddy. You got to come on the show. And here he is now, my friend, Gidget Larson. Gidget, how are you today?
Well, I'm doing very good, Charlie, and I'm just extremely excited to show you some of my friends that I've met out in the wasteland. Now, as you know, I'm a very experienced traveller, and I love animals. I love creatures of all sorts. I'm what you would call an animal lover, and I have some of the scars to prove it. You can see here. Look
Ooh,
at this, Jill,
look
right
at
here.
That.
Scars and bandages, and I got a big bite on my leg
that
right
looks
here.
Infected.
Well, probably is. Probably is. Anyway, but I'm excited. I didn't come here to show you my scars. I came here to show you some of the most amazing creatures from the wasteland. Jill, are you ready for this?
I'm excited.
Charlie, are you ready? Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait to see him. All right, now, do you see this little box right here? Well, it's a rather big box. Do you see it? Yeah? Well, what's inside of it? I call this the three-legged burrow beast. Now, let me open the cage here. Let me open... Oh, come on out. Come on out.
Whoa.
He's a big fella. He's a big fella. You want to pet him, Jill?
No. Yeah, sure.
Not like that. It's his anus. You don't want to pet him there. He gets very agitated. Just pet him around the head. By his head. Do you know where his head is? Oh, here. It's kind of this hole right here.
Oh. Just stick my fingers in
there. No. Stick your fingers anyway. Uh-huh. Just sort of pet the outside a bit. Okay. You're not giving him a prostate exam. Uh-huh. There you go. There you go, and he's very friendly. He's very friendly.
Oh, especially when
he likes you. Yeah. He likes you. That strange sound means you're friends now. Would you like to hold him? He's kind of hip. Would you like to hold him?
I'm friends with him now.
Would you like to
hold him? No, not.
All right, okay.
I just got my nails done.
You want to hold him? No, I don't. No, I enjoy my life too much to hold that creature. All right, that guy, we'll put him back in here. All right, that's what I call the three-legged burrow beast. And now I found him, I had to pull him out of the ground. Because as his name implies, he'll burrow deep in the ground with his three legs. And you won't see him for months, a week. So I had to leap on him and sort of grab him, pull him out. And I got this scar right here. Got this scar up my arm when he tried to bite me with his fangs, right? Well, he did bite me with his fangs, but anyway, I got him in there. There he is. Anyway, that's my first three-legged burrow beast, and I just found him out in the desert. I was strolling around. I heard this sound, and I saw sort of...
Was it his anus?
No, it wasn't his anus. Okay. Anyway, his anus makes sounds, but not that day. Anyway, here's the next creature. I call him the giant spitting worm of New Mexico. And that's because I found him in New Mexico. Makes sense, right, Jill?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's bring him out. Let's bring this fella out. Come here, you. Come here. Oh, he's slithering. Oh, get back here. No, he's around my leg. But look at him. You can see him. Oh, watch out. He's spitting. Oh, he's spitting now.
He just spit in my face.
Okay, I'm sorry. Come here. Oh, gosh. Okay, he's spitting across the room. Can you put him back, please? I'm gonna be cleaning for... Okay, all right. Okay. Come on, buddy.
His spit just put a hole in that wall.
All right.
Do you need help?
He's slithering down my back. Oh, he's under my shirt. Ooh.
Charlie, help him out, please.
No, don't touch. Don't touch. He's latched onto my nipple. All right. Well, I think he's falling asleep now. So, all right. Okay. We'll leave him be. And I'll go...
Is he suckling?
It appears so, yes. Yes. Anyway, but let's forget about him. We'll go on this creature I like to call the bat thing. You have to be very careful. You don't want to make any sudden movements like I'm doing right now. Once I take him out, he may fly around. If you can imagine a little bat, he's a big bat. So that's very scary. They can pull your eyes out, some of them, and they'll suck your blood. I've seen movies where they suck your blood. You may not know what a movie is, but it's anyway. So here he is. Oh, okay. All right.
Charlie.
All right, okay. Come here. Charlie, he seems to like it there on your head, so just leave him sitting on your head, okay? All right, I won't move, but please just get him off of... All right, what does that mean? What does that sound mean that he's making right now? I've never heard that sound before. Just sit there, and I don't want to move him because he might be doing some kind of mating thing. Or that now.
Charlie, don't look up in his eyes. Don't look up.
Don't look in. Nobody look in his eyes. He could rip your head off right now, Charlie. I don't know what that sound is, but he looks like he's in heat. So I don't want to miss. Just let him sit there, alright? Okay? Now, the next creature I want to bring. Oh! thing still latched onto my nipple. Here is, I like to call this little creature, a Froglodon. Look, he's the cutest.
Look at that.
He's like the cutest. Now, to explain it to the people at home, he is like a little frog. If you think of a little frog, but he walks around on 2 feet in what I think is it's sort of an evolution. Except instead of ape turning into man, it is frog turning into frog man. And this is sort of the first stage, and I think advanced levels of radiation have created this little creature, and he's actually very smart. You can teach him to do things, and if I sort of set him on the table, it's very cute. I found him his own little dollhouse, right? Dollhouse, and he's got his own little tea, and he's got a little wife. She's fake, of course, but she's blonde. She's very beautiful, but she's a little doll. And he will sit, and I've trained him to drink tea out of his little teacup. It's the cutest thing you ever see.
In his dollhouse,
frog creature walks on 2 feet. He'll walk up his stairs. He'll get into bed and go to bed next to his fake wife. That's the cutest thing you ever saw. Anyway, so that's the Froglodyte. And I'll be here for a while. If anyone wants to come down and check any of these creatures out, you know where Charlie's, you know where Wasteland Radio is located at. So come on down. So there you go. That's all the creatures, the strangest creatures I could find. That was amazing. These were all amazing. And that Froglodyte, it seems very intelligent, the way it looks at me. It's almost unsettling. It almost looks like me. It's strange. That's what they say. Yeah, that's what most people say, that when they look at it, it's like, that thing is too intelligent. Some of them want to kill it immediately. But I say, no. It's a very friendly creature. Don't be afraid. All right, well, I appreciate you coming on the show, Gidget. We had the frog the day. We had the bat thing. You don't know the name of it yet? Well, I just found it. That's a very new creature. Just found it. So I'm still working on a name. We also got the giant spinning worm of New Mexico and the three-legged burrow beast. I want to thank you, too, for coming on the show. Jill, I know you've got to get back to the general store.
Right.
Do you have any specials going on this week that you want to put folks on to, that you want them to check out?
Chalk. Yeah.
You don't have to say anything else. Chalk. If you need chalk, chalk. I can't think of a use for chalk. But, it's special. For the kids, you know, to draw.
Right, and to thicken those stews that you like to eat.
Chalk stews, nothing like it. Anyway, and Gidget, I just want to thank you for being on the show. You'll stick around the station, right? And you'll be showing folks these strange exotic animals that you found. Yes, I will. That's very raw, Charlie.
I'm still cradling this froglet dot. What do you want me to do about it?
You can play with them for as long as you want. Well, folks, we got to take a quick music break. Right now, we're going to play Ink Spots. If I didn't... Whoa! Hey, oh my gosh, what's wrong with you people? What happened? All right, settle down.
What is that on your faces?
Settle down. Tell me what happened to you.
There are bees everywhere, man.
My face!
I was stung by freaking bees, man. We're all stung by bees.
I can tell.
Look at her. She's been stung
by
bees.
I know. All over her. Okay. We have to get you medical attention.
God, it stinks so bad.
Okay, I know it stings.
Everywhere.
I know it
they're
stings.
They're out there, and there's bees. There's swarms of freaking bees, man.
Swarms of bees. All right, calm down. We're going to get new music break. If I didn't care the ink spots, I'm going to figure this out. We'll be right back. Wasteland Radio.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way? If this isn't love, And what makes my head go round and round while my heart stands still if I didn't care? Would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
If I didn't care, honey child, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way? Darling, if this isn't love, then why do I thrill so much? And what is it that makes my head go round and round while my heart just stands still so much?
If I didn't care, would it be the same? Would my every prayer begin and end with just your name? And would I be sure that this is love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
All right, folks, we're sort of in an emergency situation right now. If you're in the Amarillo area, I'm sure you know what we're talking about. If you're not in the Amarillo area, stay away. If you're coming in, if you're on a caravan or riding a horse into town, leave. Go back to where you come from. We are in emergency lockdown time right now. And, you know, I've got someone here who's about to tell us why. His name is astronaut Peter Von Jensen. Now, as you may not know, he came from the past.
Yes.
And now he's landed on Earth. And he's wearing his space suit right now. And the only way he was able to make it into the station is with his helmet on, and his spacesuit is torn to ribbons right now, nearly.
Charlie.
And he's here with me. What is going on outside? There are people in the other room, outside of the recording room, being treated by Gidget Larson, who has his, luckily, has his own homemade sort of anti-sting cream. So he's treating those people out there. But what is going on right there? Well, they came in, they had been stung by an army of bees. What is going on outside?
Well, first of all, let me just tell you how I got this sting. It stung right through the first layer of my suit. And I'm glad I have multiple layers because it's the only thing protecting me right now. As you can
goodness.
See, there's holes everywhere.
I don't know much about space-age technology, but it looks like the other layers saved
it,
you.
It did protect me. But let me just tell you something. There's all types of insects out there, mainly millions of swarming bees, but they're not normal bees.
Well, of course, you may not be sort of acclimated to the strangeness of the wasteland, but I can tell you that our bees are probably more massive. Is that what you're finding? Bees of the past?
They're massive, but
before the end of the world?
What the effects are having on the people are what's disturbing.
What do you mean?
It seems that when they sting the person does not just become allergic. They don't just swell. They don't even just die. They become almost possessed in some strange way. And the only thing I can think of is they become embodied by the soul or an embodiment of the bee, almost like a control.
Uh-huh.
So the only
like
thing
a hive mind almost like they become
I've described
bees
it like a zombie. Think of it as something that's taken over
is alive but not alive.
The bees.
But it's being controlled. The bees are controlled by somebody, but they in turn are turning around and stinging the residents of Amarillo.
So let me get this straight. You're telling me that zombies, emphasis on the bees,
yes,
have invaded this town,
yes,
and are stinging people who in turn become zombies.
Yes.
No emphasis on the bees.
That is correct. And right now it's a dangerous situation because the bees are more than we can handle right now. And if this does not control, Charlie,
how would you stop it?
Everyone will become a zombie. You and me and everyone. We have to figure out where it's coming from and how to stop it.
All right, right now, can you describe what's going on outside right now?
It's mayhem. We have people...
I mean, down Main Street, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing swarms of bees. I'm seeing... first of all, there's not many people on the streets. They've taken to the
shelter,
buildings and shelters.
Yeah.
They've locked themselves into enclosed booths just like this one, Charlie. In fact, you're in the best position being in this enclosed booth.
But we're lucky to have sort of a bunker.
But people are... There are people on the streets. What happens is they're stung, and you think they've either died or been knocked out. But within 2 minutes... they come alive, but almost like they're taking commands. They start to wander around, chanting some freakish term about control and wanting to serve a master or something of that effect.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
And it's a miracle you haven't been stung.
There are some other insects, not as numerous as the bees. We've seen ants larger in size, up to 2 feet long.
Yes.
We've seen mantises.
Those are regular ants.
We've seen spiders. Huge spiders. But the bees are...
How big are the spiders?
I see the spiders...
I mean, can you show me with your hands? What are you looking at?
Probably this size.
Okay. So
the fangs...
So baby spiders, about 5 feet in length.
But the bees are... It's not how big the bees are, but it's what they're doing to the population of this city.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And it's... you shouldn't be this controlled.
Well, of course.
Because this is dangerous, Charlie. I'm warning you that this is not the
normal... Oh, you're saying I shouldn't be this
You
controlled.
Should not
I should be freaking out right now?
Should be more concerned, is what I'm saying. Since I've been on
air... All right, okay.
This is beyond just apocalyptic insects.
All right, okay.
There's something beyond what we know that is controlling these...
Whoa, wait. We're losing signal right now.
They have forsaken me. And in doing so, forsaken themselves. This is only the beginning, my pets. My insectoid children, your master shall rise. Become the overlord of this blighted earth. And you will be the instrument of mankind's true destruction. They have forsaken me, and in doing so, forsaken themselves. This is only the beginning of this.
What was that? It's some kind of... Did you hear the man's voice? I don't know what he was saying there. I couldn't really understand it, but it was coming through on our speakers... And it seemed to have shut us out. Also, on the headphones, I wasn't hearing it. And we're connected right to the signal. What was that? It sounded almost... You were talking about master and control and serving the master.
Yes.
What was that? Do you think that could have been the master that's controlling these bees?
I'm thinking that that's what it is, because I don't recognize the voice. I don't think you do either, Charlie.
I don't. I've never heard that voice
I think
before.
It might have... We have to control this.
We
have to get out there, and we have to stop the genesis and the origin of where this is coming from.
I don't know what's going on.
I am going to lead this.
What's happening?
I'm going to find a way.
All right. Well, okay. Folks, Peter Von Jess is determined to help us out here in Amarillo. He's very riled up, but we gotta think about this for a second. Now, it seems like our signal is being hijacked for a malevolent purpose, if I do say so. Whatever that was,
yes,
it seems like that's almost a hypnotic sound, a hypnotic signal that may be controlling these insects.
Almost like a venom, almost like it goes to their brainstem and starts to control every aspect
Charlie,
of their body.
Charlie, I was listening outside, and I'll have to tell you.
Who are you?
Insects are very... I'm Gidget Lassen. Pleased to meet you.
Gidget Lassen. Okay. Okay. Nice to meet you.
It's Lassen.
Lassen.
Okay. Gidget Lassen.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know who this man is. Anyway, insects do respond to very high-frequency signals. And studies have shown, I've read this in books in the ancient libraries of the elders, that they can be controlled with high-frequency signals. But I've never seen anything like
this.
I've
never heard of such a thing.
I've never seen anything like this.
Well, you know more than I would, Lassen.
It's Lassen. Gidget Lassen. All right, thank you, Gidget. It's Larson. Larson, actually. All right, anyway. Well, we've got to come. I think the three of us have to sit down and come up with some kind of plan. Are you crying?
No.
Oh, we've got to come
up
with some kind of plan. We're going to take a music break right now, and you know, I don't know what we're going to do. Anyway, Lowell Blanchard and the Valley Trio, Jesus Hits Like an Atomic Bomb, and we're going to be right back. We're going to sort this whole mess out. You're listening to Wasteland Radio. We'll be right back.
Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit great God Almighty like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. In 1949, the USA got very wise. They found a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, just like folks got in Japan. So I say,
everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb.
When he comes,
good Lord,
when he comes. Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty
like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
But God told Elijah he would send down fire from on high. He told the brother Noah by the rainbow sign, there'll be no water but fire in the sky. Now don't get worried, just a bear in mind, seek King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, and joy divine with my Jesus in your mind.
So I say, everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty
like an atom bomb. When he comes,
great God,
when he comes. The day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty
like an atom bomb. When he comes, when he comes.
All right, welcome back to Wasteland Radio, folks. I love that song. It's a very inspiring message, you know. It teaches us not to make the mistakes our elders did. Anyway, we've got a... During the music break, we've been talking, Peter Von Jensen and I and Gidget have sort of been coming up with some kind of a solution, or trying to solve this situation. We're probably the best equipped at this point to solve this problem. Three heads better than one, and sort of some very intelligent people. One is an animal insect expert. The other is I'm just a broadcaster. But the other is a scientist, an astronaut from the pre-war time, so he's very, very helpful in this situation. We're still coming up with a plan, but while we were, the people who were stung,
the residents who sort of came in here earlier and interrupted our broadcast earlier, they're behaving very strangely, and I just want to get this out on the air for anyone who is listening. If you hear this, anyone is talking like this and they've been stung, you may want to separate yourself from them. Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in. Now, Jameson, can you hear me? Jameson.
I can hear you.
Jameson.
I can hear you. The master shall rise. The master shall rise.
All right, okay. Now,
will do what you command, master.
All right, now, this is weird. This man is talking about a master. What are you saying?
I will obey.
He's been stung.
He asks me to do.
Now, this must have been what Peter was talking about earlier.
And master, I must accomplish what he wants me to do. To complete it.
All right.
To bring it to its end.
All right, now, this man...
He's not... Obey the master.
Does he usually talk like this? No, I know this man. I've met him at Jill's General Store.
His ways are the right ways.
I talk to him every week, and he's a very sensible man, usually. I don't know what's going
on
right now.
You will obey the master.
And now you're telling me the other people outside are talking the same way. Yes, they're all saying sort of obey the master, command by the master, do things for the master,
you
that kind of thing.
You will obey or come to your end.
All right, he's starting
you
to get
must
right up. Now what?
Listen.
All right, what do you want to do? What do you want to do, Jameson? What are you doing?
The master has the ultimate plan. I must... Open the door.
No, you don't want to open
the
door.
I must let it in.
The bees will come. The others outside. They're going for the door. Oh, gosh. The bees are in. Peter, get in here.
What is going on?
Get Jameson out of here.
Get Jameson.
Get out of here. Come
and stop it.
All right, okay. Close the door. All right, now.
Okay. It's controlled.
Okay, folks, we're surrounded by bees now.
They're in
my bunker. It was a protective shelter, and now it's not because it's invaded by bees.
It's a dangerous situation, Charlie. We've gotten ourselves into.
How are we going to solve this? They're coming in. They're coming in the vent. They're coming in the vent.
Put that up in front of the vent.
Put this towels. Over. Put them against the vent. All right, keep them. Whoa! Okay, get him away. You do not want to get stung.
What's on you, Charlie?
All right, listen, this is Wasteland Radio. We've got to fight for our lives, but we'll catch you next time. Wasteland Radio, this is Charlie C. signing out, maybe for the last time.